Well, risk assets in the meantime have been battered this year as the global trend of monetary policy tightening ensued. And so we've seen many investors run for safety, putting their cash in safe havens. Historically, in such environments, U.S. bonds have been the preferred safe haven assets. But some traders are saying that these bonds offer little protection. And joining me now with more of the detail is the head of fixed income at PSG Asset Management, Lal Sankar. Thank you so much for your time, Lal. Let's start there with those U.S. bonds. I mean, what's changed in the landscape? What's got investors, you know, sort of rattled that U.S. bonds are now not as appealing and don't offer much protection?
Yeah, thanks, Sinati, for having me. And I think it's the big question out there, right? So it's been a very, very tough start to the year for fixed income markets. And I think the big driver here is that the markets realize that inflation isn't going to be what we experienced it to be in the last 10 years, where, you know, inflation was basically non-existent. So inflation has come back, let's call it with a fury, and this has driven yields up. So I think the realization is in the market that you know, we're going to have to deal with a different inflation environment ahead. And that has caused some disruption in the markets here today.
So really, I mean, it seems that the appetite then, if I'm getting it right, for U.S. bonds depends on inflation and interest rates, right? So what's your view then on inflation going forward? I mean, how long do you expect the current trend to go on?
Yeah, I think it's a very good question. You know, at PSG, we've been writing for about almost 2 years now, but you know, the fact that inflation was more than likely to be higher in the next decade than it was in the previous decade, and particularly a few forces that are driving inflation higher at this current point in time. There's the short-term factors, the geopolitical risks that we faced earlier this year, some of the COVID disruptions that are unwinding, but we do think there are some longer-term trends that are going to probably keep inflation higher. So, you know, we just saw inflation printed 8.6% in the U.S. An enormous figure not seen for 40 years.
Yeah.
And we, you know, while it might not stay at those levels, it's probably going to be higher in the years ahead. And I could just pick out two factors that we think is a long-term trend that we think, you know, will keep it higher. And so if you look at, you know, the stimulus that you saw during COVID, that stimulus was after 10 years of enormous, quantitative easing. And that was handed right into the hands of a consumer who's now ready to spend. So the U.S. consumer is quite strong. They've got cash in the bank, and they don't have a lot of debt like they had previously. So they're spending. And then if you look at, you know, something like, you know, the key commodities that we need in, you know, the old fossil fuels, no one's really invested in that for years. And the prices have started to rise just given that supply isn't there and demand is still there. So we think those are two themes that are probably going to keep inflation a bit higher in the developed world, and certainly, you know, that will translate into emerging as well.
All right, so you're cautious on U.S. bonds. So where are you looking for safety in the fixed income space at the moment?
Yeah, I think, you know, saying that we're cautious on U.S. bonds, I think we're more than cautious on U.S. bonds. We think you'd rather not be invested there. And I think it's really a case that for quite some time you had almost no yield available. And during this year alone, you've seen a 1.5% shift upwards in yields, partly the Fed has now increased interest rates, but also, you know, these yields have to compensate investors for inflation. And the returns in that area of the market is, you know, the 30-year bond has delivered less than, you know, a loss of 20% year to date. So we wouldn't be looking at U.S. bonds. We think the time will come when they, you know, at a normalized level relative to the inflation output. We actually think, you know, in this type of world where you can get a real yield, so an inflation beating yield in SA, which we're very lucky to have, we'd be rather focused on that area of the market. We think there's a lot of margin of safety already baked into our yields.
All right. So in a note, you mentioned that SA government bonds are likely to be one of the best performing asset classes in the years ahead on a risk adjusted basis. Just shed some light on that risk adjusted basis.
So I think you know, typically bonds, they don't carry the same risk. Let's call it high risk is up the risk spectrum. You get property, equities. Bonds are lower risk by nature because you've got these coupons coming back at you, and you've got, you know, your capital to be repaid at the end. So obviously bonds might differ in their risk characteristics over time. But If we look at, you know, what we're seeing in government bonds, for example, the 10-year bond is yielding 10%. And even if inflation does come high in SA over the next year, and I think the expectations are around 6%, you're more than likely to earn closer to a 4% inflation beating yield, which means, you know, the 10% starting yield plus a little bit of normalization, we can see equity-like returns from the bond market. So on a risk-adjusted basis, if you're comparing it, for investors seeking income, probably going to be one of the best opportunities out there.
All right, just to wrap this up, Lal, what are the key factors that investors then need to consider when looking for investments in this space?
Yeah, I think it's quite interesting at this point in time because, you know, if you invested in the fixed income space, cash is still only delivering under 5%. We think government bonds clearly, as I've noted, are really attractive. How much government bonds you buy into your portfolios is going to be key. We do think you want a very good exposure now. But what we're doing and what we think is quite valuable is matching this with inflation bonds in SA, where you're also getting a very attractive real yield. And if inflation happens to be a bit higher than we think over the years ahead, you know, these bonds will protect you quite well. So we'd be having a good allocation to the fixed rate government bonds. But then matching that off quite nicely with inflation-linked bonds, and you know, in that you need, I guess, a portfolio that's willing to combine and blend and able to blend these assets quite nicely. And we think, you know, there are still very good attractive yields for fixed income investors in the years ahead.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and for your insights today, Lal. That was Lal Sanka from PSG Asset Management.